maybe she.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Where is
hallelujah?
Praise the Lord. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're worthy. Worthy to be praised. Worthy to be worshipped.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Leper can't change his spot, can't. How many times do I talk like that? And when I do, you still don't even make. See, because you can't change right now. Should have came here with the right spirit.
Oh, bless Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Praise your Lord. Praise your name. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Oh, God.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, boy.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, bless you. Bless your name, oh, God.
Roger.
Yes, sir.
Where's Mark? Where? Way in the back?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
what are you doing back there? Oh, another one of these fools. Don't even know what they're coming for. No, just be quiet. Just come and sit down and be quiet.
Oh,
you know, as I heard about you coming here, just sit down and I'll talk. What'd you come for? I will. What'd you come for?
Because the Holy Spirit told me this.
Oh. I wonder why he didn't tell me.
I wrote a letter and I asked.
What'd you come for?
Well, I called.
What did you come for?
When? What did I come for? I couldn't be saved. Do what you asked me to do.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
As I heard he was here, I thought about the leper. Because that's what he is. He's a leper. He's a leper. And of course, he don't know what I'm talking about. And most of you don't. He's a leper. He's a man of authority. He hears God talk and he obeys. He's a leper. And I guarantee you don't know what I'm talking about. It's like you don't know what I'm talking about. Now you folks have heard about the leper. You heard Jesus talk about the widow and the leper.
Okay.
True. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He did say one thing pretty good though, didn't he? That's more than you're saying. Because you think you're already saved. That's what this church world taught you. When you joined the church, you got baptized, you were saved.
Amen.
That's what you were taught.
Right.
Do good works, give your money to the church, you're saved. But that's not the way you get saved.
Amen.
To get saved, you got to believe. I mean, boy, that little word believing. Have you mastered it yet? Has it mastered you? Hmm? Now the reason I mention he's a leper, because that's what this generation is comprised of. Lepers. There were many lepers. There were many. All right?
And Elijah the Tishbite.
All you got to do is pick it up with there were many lepers. Here we go again. You really don't know your way, do you? You really don't. I've taught you this. I've instructed you this. I've led you with it. I've led you into it. I've told you how. Yeah. There were many. And then, are you going to just mumble it or are you going to read it? Because if you don't read it, it ain't going to be right.
Amen. All right.
You love me, don't you?
Oh, Jesus.
We can go right back out the door.
And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias the prophet, and none of them was cleansed.
Whoa. That's another place. It's probably about talking about the same thing, but with another perspective. Well, that's pretty good. Read that one again.
Many lepers.
Many lepers in the church. Many lepers in the will of God. Many sinners. Oh, but the sinners, no problem with sinners. Christ has no problem with sinners.
Thank you,
none at all.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, sir. He loves when sinners come.
Amen.
He loves when those other folk come in and don't know they're sinners.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, I want the scripture where it says that there were many lepers in the time. Isn't this something?
And many lepers.
Y'all like to make me a liar, don't you?
Yeah.
You'd rather sit there instead of just let. It's in the book.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Where's that? Tell these folk, where's that?
Luke 4:27.
Go to verse before. Oh, God.
To none of them.
See, the reason I'm doing it is because I'm going to ask the man a question, which I already did, which I'm going to ask you, because you're lepers.
Amen.
Every one of you.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
You folk aren't going to surrender, are you? God's just going to have to put you in prison? Chain you up? Shut your mouth and do what you're told, because that's what you're going to do.
Amen.
In the prison.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesse? Aren't you Jesse?
Yes.
Well, Jesse?
Yes.
Jesse, what are you doing in prison? What did I just say?
What you're told.
Why the hell won't you answer me? You've been in prison, Jack.
Yes, sir.
What do you do? Damn it, answer me.
What you're told.
Isn't this something I have to pull it out of them? I've been in prison.
Yeah.
I done what I was told.
Yes, Lord.
Every time.
Yeah, you don't have no rest. Amen.
I'm still in prison.
Yes.
I'm doing what I've been told.
Yes.
Ay. Solitary confinement. Please go. Just go back out the door. Just set me free of these people, Lord. They're so stubborn. They just defy with the present. Look at me.
Oh, God.
See, I'm going to tell the story about the leper. That's why I got to start about the leper, because we're not dealing with the widow, I'm telling you.
All right.
I said that 100 times, and every time I say, you still sit there.
Oh, Jesus.
You want to go back to that storehouse begins?
Yeah, but I tell you the truth.
But I tell you of a truth.
Many widows were in Israel.
There were many widows in the church.
In the days of Christ.
The church is Israel. Israel's the church. They've both been called out. Separated from. Chosen by God. my God, I preach like this, and you folks are just... Yeah.
Lord.
They won't budge. They just won't budge. Their will is not to do God's will.
Okay.
We're born again, not by the will of man, so you better give up on your will.
Lord! Oh, God.
See, I can't get to the point of God because you won't even go along with me.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, we'll go along with you if you're right.
Oh, God.
No, you ain't talk to us. Ain't right. Cry aloud.
Stand up.
Who do I spare? Should I spare Jackie? Should I spare him? Should I spare you? Who do I spare? Should I spare her? Should I spare her? Who do I spare? Who do I obey?
Better not.
Huh? Who do I spare?
Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Obey God. Yes,
Lord. Lord told me about you again. He said, her husband pleased to dwell with her. That boss said, if your husband is pleased to dwell with you, you must just tough one to live with. But it's okay. This is Burgess. I'm pleased to dwell with you, big loud mouth.
Right. Yes.
Don't tell me what to do. And you don't. You don't tell him what to do. You talk to him very careful.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You would think I was in that home with you, wouldn't you?
Amen.
Hey, you still call him Burgess?
Yeah, Mr. Burgess.
Mr. Burgess, master of this house. That's what Mr. means. See, you folk, you're so defiant. You won't just get up and walk out. You're going to sit and just defy me. Now I'm talking about the leper. We'll get to it in a minute. Now, this ain't what I planned. I got something up here I planned. But every time I come up here, this house, you're not ready for me. You're not ready for the truth. And you're not ready for Christ to come.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Father.
No, you're not. That's why I won't have you testify.
Hallelujah.
Your testimony is shit. Overcome yourself.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? Now, who's going to read this for me? Let's start with the widow.
But I tell you of
the truth. But I tell you of a truth.
Many widows were in Israel.
Many widows. My God, how come that don't stir you?
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes.
Many.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Many widows.
Amen.
Now, can we go back a verse or two before that, before he starts talking?
Yes. And he said unto them, you will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself.
Well, well, well. What are you saying unto me? Prophet, save yourself. Don't worry about us, because we're saved. I got you, don't I? You know, I lay in my bed almost many hours a day because I'm really worn out spiritually as well as physically. I got to struggle to lay down. I got to struggle to get up, and I really shouldn't talk to you about it. How old are you, sir?
My Lord.
63. You're a kid. I'm 87. And you move slower than me.
I noticed.
I'm fast, ain't I?
Yes.
I am fastened. I shall not be
I shall not be moved.
I
shall not be, I shall not be moved just like a sheep.
Anchored in Jesus,
I shall not be moved.
Anchored
in Jesus, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved.
You know what? You people are really something. You're sitting there like you're singing it like you believe it, but do you live like you believe it?
My Lord.
Try to move me out of my place? Try to take my place? And Scripture told me when the Spirit of the Lord rises up, and He's rising up right now, stand your place! This is my place! Well, then I'm going to find out whether you belong in that. Because some of you folk won't even fit in your place.
Glory!
Amen.
That's all you've seen for almost 3 years now. The Spirit of the Lord rising up. God's ruling this place. This is God's place. Heard a guy call me this morning again. You're scared. You don't preach the flat earth. You're a false prophet. I'll come down if you tell me. Well, come on down, you devil. I've been doing that for the last month. Come on, face me. Come on and face me. I'm here every Saturday morning live and in full color. Come on and face me. Come on. Well, your goons won't let me in. I ain't got no goons.
Hallelujah.
Poor Terry. He's out there by himself now.
Thank you, God. Glory to God.
He ain't no goon. Why did you go? What are you going to hate for? Nice, beautiful day. Go fishing. No, we're living in a generation where the preachers, the prophets, the politicians are so anti-God. They present themselves and sing right there with them, inside of them, in their mind, in their head. Ain't that right? You think the devil's out there on a street corner? He's right here. He knows where the battle rages. Now, will you please read that for me again?
And he said unto them,
you will surely say unto me.
Oh, he said.
Yes, Lord.
That's what I was going to talk about this morning. Nobody wants to tell you what God said. No, sir. No, sir. They want to tell you what they're going to say or what they heard. Now, where does this come into? The leper. Don't let me forget. You lepers. Well, we're going out to see the prophet. Oh. Yeah. Go ahead and read it, brother, and I'll try to pick it up.
Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country.
Amen.
Another way of saying verily is surely. I'm sure of what I'm saying. I'm sure of what I'm talking about. Surely, surely, truly, truly, verily, verily, sincerely, sincerely. Boy, I come up with four powerful words. Go ahead.
But I tell you of the truth.
Oh, come on. You haven't told us the truth, brother. If you listen to all the other preachers, they'll tell you, they're not telling the truth like I tell it. I turned on the prophets again this morning. And there was a prophet from India with long, beautiful hair. And all of them right now are coming up with prophecies concerning Trump. And some of them say, you're against Trump. I am not against Trump. Do you people hear me? But Trump ain't going to go away yet. His election means nothing. He's been chosen by God. Whether he wins the election or not, he's still going to finish what God raised him up to do. Now, how do you like that? He's not a man sent to save America, to save anybody. He's sent to destroy it. And see these goddamn prophets. I said, goddamn prophets. And I'm on the air, folk, on many, many frequencies at this hour, at special broadcasts in certain states. You don't believe me? Let's see. Anybody out there listening to me? Give me a call.
Yes, Lord.
You don't know the number? We'll give it to you.
Oh, Jesus.
All my enemies are there. I got a few friends, but not many. No. But what a friend I have in Jesus. All my sin and grief to bear. Again, God bless you, sister.
Amen.
She already called twice this morning. You folk won't make any effort at all to humble yourself, will you? Oh, we're humbling you, all right, but that's no good. That's no good. When they put me in prison, they humbled me. But then I humbled myself. I accepted. I didn't fight them. When they shackled me like a boar hog, I didn't fight them.
Amen.
I often say to you, boy, isn't that amazing? Look how bold I am. I was bold in the prison too. I was doing right. And the righteous is as bold as a lion. I submitted to that. See, you church people got to submit to this coming tribulation. You got to prepare for it. You're not ready for it. I'll try to get through it, but I don't know if I can because I'm looking at it. I can look right at you. You should look at me. Isn't there something? And I tell you what that is. It's you're void of understanding. Did you expect this from me when you came here?
Yes, I did.
Well, then you're not being shocked, are you?
No, I'm not.
Well, we'll find out before long. I'll be the judge of all that. I promise you. I will judge. I will judge. And I will judge righteously. For the judgment that God gave me of you, of me, is right. Well, there won't be many around here. That's right. That's right. When Jesus comes, there wasn't one of his apostles. Not one. Not John, not Matthew, not Mark, Luke was an apostle, not a one. Now, for the day God told me that. Well, I don't believe God told you. Then get there. Why would you want to hang around a man that's not hearing from God? Why do you keep coming through that door? Just to mock me?
My God. Oh, Jesus.
You fools. So slow to believe all. Well, now, if you're the prophet, we'll believe all. Oh, I get it. If you're the Son of God, come on down off that tree. You know, I can stand there all day long and talk to you folk. But so, I remember Brother Spencer when he was here. He was talking with his daughter. And we were talking about it. And his daughter was just putting me down and putting her dad down because he keeps... He looked at her and he says, how can you say that? Look how God sustains him. Look how God keeps him. Oh, you're put down. He just put me up. Wow. I get a few tongue in the cheeks. Yeah, well, he'll get you sooner or later. He got me before I was born. That's our problem. That's what I want to talk. That's our problem. That's the whole problem with everything today. We don't put God in anything. How dare any of you prophets out there tell me that God's going to save America when the thing that he gave me 45 years ago, he's going to destroy this nation. And Israel. He's alive and he said so. And God said it. And God said it. And God said it. And God said to hell what those prophets say. And God said. And God said, I will destroy man whom I have created. That's why you must be born again. You must be a recreation. Souls. I got to get back to the leper. Read on, boy.
But I tell you of a truth. Many widows were in Israel.
Many widows, many churches, many religions. Yes. Do you know how many religions there are on the earth today? The Bible breaks them down to seven basic religions. Amen. Seven women. Oh, a woman in the Bible is always a religion. Jezebel?
Amen.
That's it.
Huh?
Yes. Oh, yes.
She represents religions. Many religions. Many. I've been fought with that. Scripture prophesied that seven women, seven religions, will take hold of one man, the Pope of Rome. And say, recognize us. Give us legitimacy. You poor folk, you don't understand that kind of language.
Yes, Lord.
You know how many religions we have in America? You know how many churches we have?
Oh, God.
You know how many divisions we have?
Oh, yes.
Black and white,
yes.
Rich and poor.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
You know how many divisions we have in the world? And Satan's trying to make it just one world, no divisions? Because
yes.
Satan knows that a house divided
yes.
cannot stand.
Yes.
And these folks think that Mr. Trump It's God's man. And all he does is promote division. Yes. The devil comes to divide. Yes. He comes to destroy. Yes. You don't know the devil's sent by God?
Yes.
Don't you know that God created him?
Yes.
That's why he created them on the earth to deal with Satan.
Yes.
Cast him out of heaven.
Yes.
You got one more cast for him. God. They all forget you to God. They all have. Oh, God raised up a man. He sure did. But we forgot that God. We don't worship that God. Still can't get no backing, can I? I need a new broom. The new broom. You're sweeping clean, huh? But you gotta go back. You're not gonna go back? My kids. Kids.
Bless you, Jesus.
I went to a place one time where they call themselves the Born Again Sanctuary. And I referred to my little girl as a kid. She said, what are you doing that? They're not kids, they're your children.
Glory.
Our children, huh?
Amen.
Kids. They're just kidding us, aren't they? Aren't they kidding us? Huh? How are you kids? You kidding God? How one of these days, huh? Okay, I'll just put you in jail. I'll put you in tribulation.
Hmm?
You know one thing I tell these people? I came here. I can't think how many years it was. Huh? With $200 in my pocket. With a new wife that has left me. With a little girl that she finally had. She's gone. What in the world am I still hanging around here for?
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
God just hung me right out here.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I don't know what to do with you people.
Thank you, God.
Over $45 million.
Thank you, God.
Say it.
45 million.
That's right. Went through my hands, and I didn't buy a house.
Right.
I didn't buy a car.
Thank you,
I have no retirement plan.
Well, thank
no
you,
insurance plan.
Oh,
all I have is that word of God.
Thank you, God.
Somebody in this house.
Thank you, God.
And that word don't talk too good about you.
Amen.
To my people. My people.
Amen.
My people. My people.
Yes.
Yes.
Glory.
I got to get back to the leper, please.
Widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years.
Now, y'all remember, this is Elijah he's talking about.
Amen.
The second one is not Elijah.
True.
Yeah. Elijah must first come.
Yeah.
So the second one is Elias. Jesus.
Amen.
He's talking about two scenarios or descriptive events. He came the first time for you widows. Took away your sin. Washed you in his own blood. Reminded you of your sin. Then raised your kid from the dead. You don't know what the widow charged Elijah with? You don't know, huh? He's there. A little boy died. There were many widows. She was going to take the last bit of meal, few drops of oil, make a little bit to eat, and her and her son, she said, we're going to lay down and die. And then Elijah showed up. Turn the air conditioner on. Are they on?
Yes, sir.
Woo! Woo! You folks are really hot. Wow.
Jesus.
Even I feel it now.
Hallelujah!
Gonna try to burn me up, huh?
Yes.
Well, you're gonna burn the chaff.
Yes.
You're gonna burn up the chaff with the unquenchable heat.
Yes.
Trying to put this fire out, huh?
Yes.
You know, when I received calls like I did this morning, I said to myself, what in the world? We're going to come down here and tell me to come on out, face. I've been doing that for weeks. Come on down.
Amen.
Come on, Burgess. Come on, Timothy. Come on, you guys. Face me. No, I don't like the way you talk. Go to hell. I know you don't like when I say that. But I don't like God saying, go to hell. And if you don't obey him, you're gonna put you in hell. You worry about, you think you can betray me and not be betrayed? You can be betrayed by parents, brethren, wives, children, kinfolk, friends. And some of them, they'll put you to death. They'll destroy your confidence in God. They'll destroy your belief in what God's doing. Now they will. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they are. We're not very good at promises, are we? I promise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
If nobody
will go with,
I promise God. If my children, I promise God. I'm glad God don't break his promises. God, brother, I'll get to that, and I got to get something else. God, read the rest of it.
3 years and 6 months when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta.
There's famine in the land. Now, for the drinking of water, for the eating of bread, but for the hearing, but for the hearing, he won't budge. See, you're not even hearing me, are you? You're not even hearing me. You're so full of yourself.
Oh my God.
Oh, now, I even forgot about that scripture to start quoting that. A famine in the land. There's a famine in the land. Not for the drinking of water, not for the eating of bread, but for the
hearing.
How are you hearing? How are you hearing? Hear, O Israel. I'll get to the leper in a minute. Go ahead.
But unto none of them was Elias sent, saying unto Sarepta, the city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow.
Now you got to remember. No, you won't. Elijah's sitting on the backside, waiting out this drought.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. You amaze me, people. Yes. I quote the scripture, and when I do it, you sit. I'm sorry, but I'm looking at every one of you. Your eyes are so dark, so dense. And it would be, there was a drought everywhere. And he wasn't ever thirsty. Shortage of money everywhere. I made sure I got. Now this is God's money, but it's really given to me for my personal use. But since I belong to God, this belongs to God. Now I belong
to Jesus.
Well now, Brother Stair, I'm not sure I go along with that.
Oh yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
You know what that man said?
Yes.
Have you ever heard me talk about somebody coming here saying, I want to be saved?
Yes.
Hey, here he is, right here. He's the only man that's ever come here. He's the only man. All these men. He's the only one that came with one thing in mind. I want to be saved.
Praise God. Praise God. Yes.
It cost him his life savings. 250,000, was it? Say it! His truck? His girlfriend? Do you know what you got yourself into? We're going to get in the kingdom.
Amen. Glory.
Oh, that's your problem, people. There's not too many that want to be saved.
Oh, God.
Ask your question. Was she clapping her hands?
No.
What was she doing?
Lifting her
mouth. Then why were you clapping yours?
Amen.
You got the Spirit moving right now.
Yes.
You got the Holy Ghost taking somebody right here in your presence.
Yes.
And you won't even follow the Spirit, will you? Somebody still would do it. Even to encourage her. bless you, the leper. He was not an Israelite. He knew nothing about the God of Israel. He was an enemy of Israel. But he was a leper. I mean, you are lepers, an enemy of the cross. I remember people when they first heard about my terrible charges, they tried to figure out, what should we do? And one of them said, I think I'll be his friend, but it turned out to be my enemy. Because if I don't watch what I'm doing, I will become an enemy of the cross. You don't even know what that means, do you? You know what took place at the cross?
Hallelujah!
Forgiveness.
Glory!
Did he accomplish what he died on the cross for?
Glory!
Yes. And then you oppose somebody who has been in sin,
right.
Washed in the blood,
right.
That was shed on the cross.
Yes.
You become an enemy of the cross. Now, what I want to jump forward to the leper. The leper was told by his wife about a little maid.
Yes.
Just a little maid.
Yes.
Who sat on the front row.
Yes.
And began to mumble under her breath.
Hallelujah!
And just a little maid.
Hallelujah! Glory to
God. See, you don't know the story. You wouldn't sit there like that.
Hallelujah!
She couldn't go to the leper herself.
Yes.
You just didn't do that.
Hallelujah!
But the wife... The wife that had been sort of pushed to the side of the bed.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
She wanted to touch her husband, but she couldn't.
Hallelujah.
You wicked people. You blind, blind, blind. You blind folk. Thou knowest not that you're blind. You're challenging me, folk. I can feel it. All because of understanding.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
She couldn't lay next to him in the bed no more. She couldn't bathe him anymore.
Yes, Lord.
She couldn't hold him in her arms. Because he was a leper.
Yes.
So the mother went by. All right, sister. Now you listen, okay?
Yes.
You're disturbing these folks' tranquility. Oh, I know you. I know.
Oh, bless you.
They're not too many going to follow you.
Amen.
They're going to sit there and say, who's this thing she is?
My Lord.
You know, my wife sat right there, right in the same chair.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Amen.
And all of a sudden begin to talk in tongues.
Yes. Amen.
And then she interpreted it.
Amen. Amen. Yes, she did.
Or you folk or something.
Amen.
Y'all look at your faces. Anybody know what she said?
Yes.
About Holy Spirit? Nobody knows. There was nobody here but you. Know what she said? Said God said, if you don't forgive this my servant, neither Will I forgive you? Oh, so when do I stop being God's servant?
Hallelujah!
When you sinned, serving God, wasn't I? Testify to God, saved sinners. Just defying in your mind.
Oh,
you don't know who's sinned in those days.
Sons of God.
Yes.
Yes.
You are something else. Now are we the sons of God? We don't sin, right?
Oh, yes.
How about eating? How many times you're eating is a sin? Your clothes you wear.
Amen.
You got so many clothes, it's unbelievable. Vanity, vanity, vanity. But yeah, you're just a joy killer.
Thank you.
Not if you have real joy. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let the Word of God dwell in you richly. And then you get joy unspeakable and full of glory. Glory! Hey. Working in a room, she had a little maid with her.
Hallelujah.
And she was under her breath. She was, oh God, what am I going to do? My husband, what am I going to do?
Come on,
and the little maid, she's there dusting away and helping her. And she doesn't even talk to her.
Hallelujah.
She doesn't even talk to her. She just speaks under her breath.
Yeah.
Now, for God's sake, somebody. You got it, Brother Brown?
Yes, and she said unto her mistress, with God.
Let's go back and set the set.
Hallelujah, go.
David, the captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable. Because of him, the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria.
Hallelujah.
He was also a mighty man in valor.
Mighty.
But he was a leper.
He was also a good husband.
Right.
A good provider.
Amen. Yes.
But!
What?
Well, then the Syrians had...
But he was a leper!
Yes.
Yeah. His wife knew him, but nobody else knew it. But he was a leper! Why are you folk doing this to me again? Why are you doing it? You sit right there like you're doing it. Boy, you wicked people. You're so wicked.
Glory to God.
You fight a word of God.
Hallelujah.
But he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captives out of the land of Israel, a little maid.
Isn't that something? They gone over and conquered Israel and brought just a little maid out of New Jersey. Just a little maid. Unique. I asked her how many men she had in her life. She said seven. Hey, oh, you thought about it. You better stop thinking. I can add to that. How many of you others did you look for?
One more.
I'm talking about back then when you were doing it.
Oh.
Never mind, it's okay. You know, I do that with these people all the time. They all try to make me think they've never done that. You know. Sanctimonious, right?
Mm. Glory to God.
I wonder how you... Of course, you don't believe me. I know you. Mm. You know how I know you? Because I know me.
Yes.
You know how I know me? Because I know him.
Yes.
Don't you know Jesus became sin?
Yes.
He became sin. Yeah. You know why? Because you knew what sin was.
Thank you, Jesus.
Boy, oh boy. Come on there, mama. What do we call you, Bo? Bobo? I can see you shout. I've seen you shout a little bit, once in a while, now and then.
Hallelujah!
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 The little girl, the little maid, working in the room with the woman, she said, under her breath,
Would to God, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Or with the prophet.
She was serving him.
Yes.
Uh-huh. My Lord.
Yes.
She loved him.
Yes.
He loved her.
Yes.
She was picked out of all the little girls,
yes, Lord,
to become his housemaid.
Yes.
To serve his wife.
Yes.
I wish somebody, yes, God, I would, yes, cut off my arm, Lord. Cut it off. This house won't match. Just defy me with your looks.
Oh, God.
I'm not wrong, folk.
No.
You're not going to get by with this much longer.
No.
You don't count the long suffering of God, do you? Giving you an opportunity to repent, and they won't repent.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yet they repented not of their sorcery.
Amen.
Glory.
Well done, my child. Woo!
Amen.
When you got to leave tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Oh boy.
Bless you, Jesus.
You know, folk, you don't know what's going on.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
You don't know.
Hallelujah.
He's proving his people.
Yes.
By trying them.
Yes.
He's proving them.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
He says, that one's mine, but I'm going to prove it.
Hallelujah.
Now I
belong to
before I came here, that gentleman was here.
Bless you.
The Persian called me because they let me know. What's the first thing I did when I walked in? And he's sitting way in the back.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Didn't that, well, why is she sitting in the front? And so, why, some of you folks still sitting in your own seat? You won't move. This is my seat. This is where I can sit, where I can get out real quick. When I can make my move, I can make it. What in the world? You know how to handle that phone? You know how to handle it? Do you know how to handle it? How? Turn it off. As long as you leave it on, boy. Just turn it off. It's like you do with the Holy Ghost. Just turn them off.
My Lord, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
See, the Holy Spirit will turn on.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And if he turns you on, you're going to...
Hallelujah.
Tell you that.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the people on the day of Pentecost did not speak with tongues. The Holy Ghost did.
All right.
He just used their tongue.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Thank you.
I pause every once in a while to give you a chance to get out.
Hallelujah.
Maybe some of you folk got to go wee wee.
Oh,
now, the woman goes back to her husband and says, honey, my maid, she just said something. What'd she say?
And she said unto her mistress, with God, my Lord.
Would to God. Now, this guy didn't know nothing about the God of Israel. He didn't know nothing about him. He didn't know too much about Israel. He just knew that they were his enemy because he made them his enemy. I don't think Israel was actually trying to be his enemy, but they were.
Amen.
For God, my Lord,
hath
with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy.
Honey. Shall we go over there and see that prophet? But I'm a captain of the host of Syria.
Oh God.
I got my 5 stars. I got the honorable mention from the cat king. And you want me to go over there? And looking for a prophet? See you folks, I'm preaching a masterpiece this morning. And there you sit again. Nothing moves you. Nothing. And you even take objection to me telling you I'm preaching a masterpiece.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
So,
thank you, Lord.
Isn't it somehow God has shut every man's mouth around here except that one? Shut it, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I pled with you. If I'm not preaching the message that is vital to the survival of the Christian church in America and around the world, shut my mouth and do it today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Sister Rose sits around and she'll watch me watching these preachers, and I'll go, oh my God, I'll watch the news. Oh God. You know, no mention of God in any of it.
All right.
None. That's right.
Not at all. They don't want to retain God.
Amen.
And the only way you're going to know God is through Jesus.
Yes.
Don't you dare mention the name Jesus now. But a lot of them do.
Yes,
sir. God told me he's going to save Trump. No, he's not going to save Trump. No, he's not. If Trump turns out to be what I believe he is, he's going to be Satan possessed.
All right.
The man of sin is where Satan enters into him. Get out! Get out of my presence! You wicked people, sit there with your arrogant spirit.
Jesus.
I tried to tell you a little while ago about George Bush Sr. Jr. when he was running against his buddy, Skull and Bones. And the commentator says to him, "What are you going to do if you lose?" He said, "I ain't going to lose." I'm telling you, just the way I... Did anybody see that segment? I mean, did you really see it or just hear me tell about it? He said, "I ain't going to lose." And what do those guys know?
Amen.
Mr. Trump is not going to lose.
All right.
Even if he doesn't win the election.
Right.
He's got a winning hand. An ace.
Amen.
Fools!
Amen.
He ain't going to go easy.
No.
The devil's not going to go easy. Okay, bid us to go into the swine. Come on, why should I let you guys go into the swine? We got to have something. See, you folks don't know the scriptures. I'm sorry you don't respond every time I quote something.
Hallelujah.
Why hast thou come to torment us before time? What? Before time?
Before time.
Before time?
That's right.
I'm a tormentor. And I'm right on time.
Yes.
Torment you. Yeah, you. I quote that word to you. Well, I don't believe you quote the word, okay? Then I am the word. I'm the word made flesh, and I dwell among you. And if you watch me long enough, you'll see the glory of God. Oh, you wag your head, huh?
Lord,
prophesied for 40 years, couldn't save nobody. Now he can't even save himself. Thank God for that. Thank God I can't save myself. Although I can save myself from this generation. That I can give. And I'm in the process right now of using my rescue boat. Rescue the perishing. He went over to Israel.
Yeah.
But he was dressed up as a captain.
Right.
Took his army with him.
Right.
And when they told the king he was coming, the king said, "Oh boy, they didn't whoop us the last time. And now they're coming again with an army?"
Yeah.
So he sent a message out.
Yeah.
"Have you come for peace?
Yeah.
Or have you come for war?"
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Mm. Are you here for peace? Or are you here for war? Hmm? What are you here for?
Praise
God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Bless
him. He had his full military and his army.
Bless.
Okay, he's a boy, oh boy. He didn't know what to do, did he? About that time, a word came from the prophet.
Hallelujah! Glory.
About that time, a word came from the prophet. All right. All right.
And his servant came there and spake unto him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee some great thing, would thou not have done it?"
Brother Brown. And the word came to the king from the prophet.
And it came to pass that the king of Israel read the letter. And the man of Elijah, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had read this. Heard that the man of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Nathan came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan.
Hold it, that's far enough. What I was trying to get across was that while he was dealing with that captain, didn't know what to do with him, the message came from the prophet and said, send him over here to me. There is a prophet. Those are out to destroy him.
Glory. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Glory to your name, O God. Thank you, Father.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Well, Brother Stair, we believe you're a prophet when. We'll believe you're a prophet but. We'll believe you're a prophet if.
Glory.
See, hit it right on the button. No, repercussion. Conditional, huh? Oh, we'll believe God if. We'll believe you when. That's why Elijah cried out, oh God, let it be known that thou art God. And if God doesn't let himself known that he's God, you'll never receive the prophet. And I've done this with you before. Sometimes I get so desperate in my spirit, I say, God, forget about me. Just let me know that you're God.
Hallelujah.
That's so much more important than anything about me. Is it not? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use you to show them to me.
Glory.
Oh, you.
Hallelujah.
Now, I got the Bible open. So I'm going to read a few verses.
Amen.
How do you know what's going on? How do you understand what's happening? How do you know this? How do you know that? Well,
God says.
The very first question that Satan threw at Eve was, hath not God said?
God said.
I wonder what God said.
All right.
In the beginning was the Word.
Hallelujah.
The Word.
The Word. Hallelujah.
And God said,
"Hallelujah!"
Lost him right away. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass."
All right.
And the earth brought forth grass. Why? Because God said,
"Hallelujah!" Glory! Oh, Jesus!
You want to see what else God said?
Glory!
He's let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And God said. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night.
Amen. Glory!
And God said. And God said,
yes, Lord.
Woo, Adam, isn't this something? God said. Huh? And God said, hath not God said?
Glory.
And God said, I'm going to destroy America.
Yes.
I'm going to destroy all the nations that forget God.
Yes.
Now, you can't forget something you never knew.
Amen.
So America, one time, was known of God and knew God.
Right.
But now they forget God.
Yes.
Israel, known of God,
yes.
Known by God.
Yes. 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 Glory.
Hey, you Israelites! How dare you build a temple again and put up the Holy of Holies? How dare you put that curtain back up? How dare dare you?
All right.
Go back to the blood of bulls and goats.
Yeah, yeah.
How dare you go back to your traditions? How dare you?
Hallelujah.
I defy the very God who called you by your name. How dare you? How dare you, America?
That's right.
Do what you're doing. How dare you? My country tells of thee, sweet land of liberty. How dare you say we're a country set free?
Yes.
We're bound by every damn law.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Bound by every corrupt mind.
Yes.
How dare you, Angelica, go out here and say Trump is a savior of America?
Yes.
How dare you? How dare you? God didn't send his son to the world to save America.
No.
Send his son to the world.
Amen.
So that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
I am the way, Jesus said.
Amen.
You folks sit right there in front of me again, and your eyes are glassed over, your faces are twisted in every which way. And God said,
hallelujah.
And God said, hath not God said?
Oh God.
Yes.
Almighty God. Oh God. God.
And God said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And God said, there's none righteous. No. Divisions.
Oh God.
That's why we got to unite America again.
Oh God.
We never were united. From the very beginning, we divided racially,
Amen.
Economically,
Amen.
Religiously.
Yes. Totally.
Not too many came by those old Puritans. You don't know what I'm talking about. You just don't.
Okay.
The United States was raised up for this time.
Amen. This time, yes, Lord.
To be controlled by the Antichrist, the man of sin. He's not going to come out of Turkey.
Thank you, Jesus.
The man of sin will come right out of the church.
All
right. Where was the man of sin revealed? Right amongst the very elite of God. One of you.
Amen.
Chosen of God for that purpose. Said I knew he was the devil the day I chose him. Nobody here knows the book, God. Damn generation to sit there and defy me. Come on down. The brazen bold rascals. I'm rich. I got a good job. I'm making money. I'll pay my bills. And they got you snared.
Amen.
Pay me what you owe me, said the devil.
Amen.
And you owe nothing.
Amen.
The only one you owe is God.
Yes.
So pay him what you owe him. How much I owe?
Hallelujah.
Trust him.
Yes.
I know. You folks don't really work. Would you want to talk with a monitor on your leg, with a threat over your head?
Oh,
sometimes I get fearful of it. Now I got to go back to the book. I will boldly say, the Lord is my helper.
Lord, yes.
And I I will.
I will
not fear.
Hallelujah. Glory.
What men can do unto me.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
You just love me, child. I won't fear it. I can handle it pretty good. Yeah, I can. Now, some of these other folk can't handle it when I talk. Although I do things to them. Yeah, you see, what brings jealousy is when somebody else is being loved like you want to be loved.
My Lord, amen.
So you get jealous. Well, that's what God is. He's a jealous God. He wants us all to love each other. So when we don't do it, he gets jealous. Well, I never heard nobody say it like that. You belong to him. He belongs to you. Yeah. I'm a jealous guy. So you're mine.
Glory.
I redeemed you.
Glory.
I loved you when you were a sinner. Somebody in this place ought to be so excited. You jump out of your coat. Oh, how he loves
you and me.
Children, don't you want the folk to love them? Well, God brings his children. He wants us to love one another. And God loves you. He gave himself. He shared his love among us. Can help me love you.
Amen.
You all think you love him, huh?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
While we're yet sinners, God says, I commend my love to you. I recommend you receive my love. These are my recommendations. Keep yourself in the love of God.
Glory.
Thank you, God. Worthy, God. Let your holy name God. Hallelujah.
And God said.
God said.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you what God said.
Right.
I will come again. Said he was God.
Glory.
Jesus never did say he was God. But he didn't have to. He just went and was God. Only God. Only God. Only God. And he said to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven you. You know that?
Yeah.
So you may know that I'm God. I say to the sick of the palsy, rise up and walk. Come on, Lord. Coming loud and clear on this frequency, on the hot bird, on the satellite.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless you.
Thank you.
Glory.
Sister Matthews, are you listening?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She lays about dead. So she's in her bed all day long. So she just waits for the prophet.
Hallelujah.
And she got me all day long. Our children crazy. Glory. You have to save yourself from your children. It's a curse to have children today. But the Alpha marvel at that.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. She'd rather have children. The only generation that we ever lived in where they knew they couldn't stop having sex now. No, you're going to have sex. Yeah, you are. So in order to make you have safe sex, they come up with all kinds of things that you can keep on enjoying the whoopee and not have any babies. Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice?
Hallelujah.
Doesn't stop you. You know what I keep telling people? I tell them to turn around and look at her. Look at her. And I want you to say something to her. No, I want you to say something. I'm going to tell you what to say to her. I want you to say, boy, woman, are you blessed? Your paps have never been sucked. Wow. Do you know about that? Do you know about pap being sucked? You never had your pap sucked?
Oh,
maybe I use a modern term. Your tits.
Thank you, Lord.
The day will come, God said.
That's right. Yeah.
When's the last time you read it?
Yeah, we
have.
See, you won't. Not on, unless I. Virgin indeed. Now, these folks think I kept her virgin. And I love women. I love her. But I kept her virgin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's my virgin.
Bless you, Lord.
When some guy tried to take my virgin away from me, I said, leave her alone. Oh, the ones that fit city on that one, hey, Brother Brown. Who would I preserve it? Her or you? Oh, come on, boy.
Yes.
Who would I preserve it? Her or you?
Her.
Yo! By a prophet, where you brought out of flowers. By a prophet, where you brought out of downtown Waterboro. And by a prophet, have you been preserved ever since you had? Boy, you people are pure, purely stubborn. What are you here for? You're a virgin. You're one of the 10 virgins. So don't be a foolish one. I have no doubt you know how to make love to a woman. You always know that's not love most times.
Glory, glory.
Is anybody here going to get saved? You either believe the prophet or you're not going to be saved.
Amen.
Who's that will not believe that prophet? Who's that will not believe that? Who in the? Okay. Where's the prophet? Here I am! Hear, O Israel! One prophet! Talk about one Lord! About one God! Talk to you like it.
Yes, Lord. Oh,
Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Somebody else, give me some authority.
Thank you, God.
Somebody has to raise me up, hold me up.
God. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
Perry! okay?
Yes, son. You just be there. Can't let you fail.
Good. Son.
Lord. Amen. God's son.
Thank you, God.
Lord. Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
The manifestation of the sons of God.
Glory!
When you manifest the Son of God, He can't let you fail. Because Jesus never fails! Heaven and earth will pass away, but Jesus, the Word, never fails! And He said, I will come again to receive for you. Of a serviceman coming home, and his daughter was in a cheerleader place, and she was out there cheering, and she didn't know her dad had been gone for 4 years, and she's out there just cheering. And she recognized her dad. She ran across that bar, jumped up in his arms. Hath not God said, the prophets are prophesying lies.
Amen.
They're prophesying lies. They're saying sword or destruction is not going to come to this country, to this land, to this world. And people are believing in damn lying prophets. And they're not even trying to flee from the wrath to come. Then I have folk who want to flee. They got themselves so entangled. See, it's not just that she got a daughter, because we can handle that. But see, they won't let her just control her daughters now. Mm-mm. They might want to come right on these grounds and check. We watch them do it out with his children. Damn you folk. What the hell are you hanging around here for? Huh? Show your arrogance, your pride.
Okay.
Just go. Go ahead. Go ahead. That's why I said, did you come for peace or did you come for war? Did you come this morning for peace?
Peace.
Or did you come for war?
Peace.
What are you here for? As much as life, then you live peacefully.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
How well did you do that around here? Huh? And here we are with the pandemic, with finances corrupt, and we have peace.
Praise God.
Peace.
I'm under probation, sir, for some of the most terrible crimes a man could ever commit.
We're accused of.
Huh?
You were accused
of. I said accused. Well, they said I've committed them.
Right.
See? And they got me on the monitor. They haven't checked me now for months. They never checked me.
Right. Oh, God, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Did you look at that article from 5-5 News? Yeah, look at it. You look and you'll see my picture. But a guy stood out front and got mad at Terry.
Yes, sir.
And the woman he has on there, choosing me, his name's Stacy. Exactly. And she says I assaulted her 7 times.
Oh,
bless you. How many times have I assaulted you really since you've been here? Everyone he could say it. Look at her. Yeah, you could do it. I went down there to see the prophet and all he did was hug me and love me and turn me on. Did I turn you on?
Yes.
You know about being turned on?
Yes.
And I didn't turn you off?
No.
Thank you, Jesus.
No.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I just turn you all onto Christ.
Yeah.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. Glory.
Thank you.
Oh, would you do that? No, I. God, you damn fool. When are you going to start leaving me alone? Touch not God's anointed. I've been anointed from my mother's womb. I preached all over your city up there and never, never once did we ever meet. And I can tell you we would have. We'd have a hunky dory. God, you may sit down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. See, there's some stories I won't tell you about.
Right. Yeah.
Even though it's very true. But right in her area, I spent a night with a fine young black girl. We both thought we was in heaven. Did I turn that one on? She scared me. Yeah, she scared me. That's what I do. Woo. I got to that pit and she, oh my God, what did I do? Well, you shouldn't tell them things. Why not? Why not? You don't like God to tell you your sins?
Hallelujah.
You don't like God to convince you of your sin? Did I say it was right?
No.
It was good though. But it wasn't right. And later on that same one, stuck an umbrella right through my hand. I went and hit her. So she get mad at me, start beating on me, so I put my hand up. Boy, that hurt. Show me where you brought me. One night I walked out of a meeting in Boston, and there she was again with a pistol in her hand. She grabbed me, stuck that pistol right to my head. I don't believe that. Get the hell away from me, you all believers.
Hallelujah.
That's the night when about half my congregation in Boston quit and never came back again. I wonder why half of them quit around here.
Amen.
Because they stuck a pistol to my head. Hey, Terry, what kind of pistol did they stick at me?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Terry gone?
No. It's AR-15, no doubt.
AR-15.
Sorry.
Where you at, Terry? Still on your post? You fool, you, for some reason or other, you are so calloused. You don't understand nothing. You know, sister, you're going to get me in trouble if we keep hugging each other like that. Yeah, you are, because these sisters are going to get jealous of you. Yeah, they are. Although they knew I would do it. The love of God. Oh, you ain't got the love of God. Can you tell me any reason why I love you? Huh? Without the love of God, I wouldn't love you. No, I sure pick somebody better than you. You're the best. And God, have not God said? Let me tell you something else God said. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations, and they're all forgetting God. If there's a nation on the face of this earth has forgotten God, it's Israel and the United States. We are going to be turned into, we're already.
Amen.
Fire, death, dying.
Civil war.
Both of our leaders are liars.
That's right, brother. Both of them.
Netanyahu is a liar.
All of them.
The leaders of the world are liars. They're liars. They're liars. The devil's strength for the new world order is a lie.
Yes,
now, I don't know what to say. I do know what to say, but Mr. Trump, whether he's elected or not, is not going to give up power.
No, he's not.
First of all, he come up not by his own power.
Right.
So the powers that be to raise him up will hold him up until the power of powers brings him down. Oh, Satan, your kingdom coming down. Oh, Satan, haven't you heard what God said?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
True. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. That's right. That's right, brother. That's right. Biden just won for now.
He ain't won at all.
I said for now. Right.
No, what? There's never been an oscillation in America.
Amen.
Never had been.
No.
God doesn't rule his kingdom by elections.
No. Oh, amen.
The first time they played that was when they tried to replace them. They cast lots or their vote.
Right.
And God rejected
it. That's right.
Voting don't belong to God's people.
No.
We don't vote.
No.
They tried to replace Judas.
Yes.
So they had a vote.
Right.
Yes. Amen.
All right.
I can't believe you people don't see that.
Yes.
They want to replace the apostle. No. The apostles are not put in by votes.
No.
They're put in by God's choice. That's why I never have people vote about whether I could be a prophet or not. We're not going to have a democratic church here. Everybody got your own vote. Ooh, I wouldn't make it. You want to vote Kenneth Copeland or Billy Graham or a Pope of Rome? Oh, John the Baptist showed up dressed in camel's hair.
Amen.
Right.
No three-breasted suit.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
He's always been shown as with a loincloth on him, basically.
Yeah. True.
That's right.
A little bag on his side with a bunch of locusts in it.
Yeah.
Never know with a little honey.
Yeah.
Repay you.
Yes, Lord. Lord.
Glory, yeah.
Thank you, God.
Have some. All at once, a bunch of religious folk come out. We want to see what he come out as Duke.
Yes, sir.
Who want to see this guy?
Yes.
You see me? Do you see me? You came here to see me, didn't you? Well, did you see me?
I sure did.
Yeah. I see you. You got rid of Mama?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Doing good.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Far off?
No, about an hour, 15 minutes.
Bless you.
Did she find rest?
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I said rest.
Yes.
Put it on the ground, Lord.
Yes. Amen. Rest, Lord.
There is a rest to the people of God up in the ground.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
They have rested from their labor.
Yes.
There is a rest. There is a place of quiet rest near in the will of God. That's all those who die in the Lord. They die in the will of God. They die in the will of God. God's not willing for you to die yet because you're not ready to rest in Him.
Thank you, Father.
You don't let me die. Just don't let me die. I thought in this moment, why just go ahead and die, Brother Stair?
Glory.
Think you're so big.
Somebody else.
Why just go ahead and die? Burn in hell. You folk don't like when I tell you those stories, but I go through that almost every day. On my emails, my phone calls. I don't tell you about them all. No. what I do tell you about the way some of you folks respond. Did you come for peace?
Hallelujah.
Or for war?
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you to do both.
Both.
Show the way of peace.
Uh-huh.
And fight the fight.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Come on. Let's have a face off. Yeah, the old king said to the Syrian captain, did you come for peace or for war?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He was showing his war powers. And up came the word of the prophet. Up came the word of the prophet. You people, what's wrong with you? Up came the word of the prophet.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Have not God said?
Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times.
Brother Brown, bless you, old heart. I'm talking about the time when the two captains and the king were faced off. And the king of Israel said, have you come for peace or have you come for war? It was trouble. And then all at once in come a servant of the prophet. We just read it a little while ago.
Yes, we did.
All right, shall we stand? You go look for yourself. Hello? And they're gone. Kind of hard, isn't it, for us to realize or to believe that this is the last time.
Okay.
When is Jesus coming? Well, he told me that years ago. That's what brought this ministry where it's at. He said immediately after the tribulation. Well, no, it means coming for, coming in the middle. No, he's coming after. And it's only those who go through the great tribulation who will see him when he comes. I think by that time they're all excited about him coming. Isn't this something? Now you know what you're going to do? You're going to fall right back in the same old rut. But you're going to do it. Excuse making. Pity me. Sorry. That's what you're going to do. And we constantly,
hallelujah,
deny the faith.
Oh my God.
Because to fight it, there's a real strong spirit to fight the good fight.
Good fight.
Oh, you fight all right. Sure. You're good at fighting. Sure. Yes, sir. Sure. And Brother Dave Marotta would say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. For once come wars and fighting among us.
Yes, yes.
Or they don't come. That is what God said.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Who's going to be the greatest?
Servant.
Got all these fine sisters. Who's going to be the greatest? And your fine brother. Who's going to be the greatest? See how quiet we get? All we do is get confronted with the situation. And the last to be first. Look how much time I spent with her this morning. I ignored most of the other ones, didn't I? Sister Rose wants to talk with you after service, right?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Father.
You know why?
Praise the Lord.
You know why? She said, you got four children. She wants to talk to you about your children.
Thank you.
Because she got three.
Thank you.
Not a one of them here.
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
But you got grandbabies.
Yeah.
Oh, grandma.
Yeah.
You ain't a grandma yet, are you?
No.
Well, now you can meet one. I don't brother, which one hurt you more, Grandma?
Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your love.
Yeah, she told me she wants to talk to you a little bit for you, Lee. She wants to, cry on your shoulder. Oh, bunch of crybabies. He that goes forth weeping. I don't get over weeping, but that means crying. So just cry on the Lord. Y'all want to play that again, huh? Stand off. Hath not God said? What did he tell you, Sister Burgess?
There's a prophet in South Carolina.
Are you sure God said that to you?
Positive.
Are you convinced?
Yes.
Are you persuaded?
Yes.
Then you and I didn't get our hug today.
I knew you better say that.
I'm afraid of you because you hug like a bull. She really does. When I give her a hug, she grabs me. I'm like, oh, let it go. Okay? She got bullied, man. That all food will be rationed, and no one will have a sufficient ration.